For 35 years, a small group of Australian volunteers have been quietly changing lives around Southeast Asia. They pay their own way and they ask for nothing. And every year they travel to Vietnam, Cambodia and Laos to build schools, health centres and hope. From the Umundi markets to remote villages, from 70 dedicated members to thousands of lives transformed, this is a remarkable story of Project Vietnam Incorporated. Discover how true grassroots charity operates without salaries, without corporate funding, and with nothing but heart. And these volunteers who've dedicated decades to this mission. This is Project Vietnam, where ordinary Australians do extraordinary things. In June, we met with Claire Simpson from the project, and today 101.5 is chatting with her again about the idea of microfinancing. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Rosemary, and good morning to your listeners. And I thank you very much for the opportunity for a return visit.
It's lovely to have you here. Now, Claire, was there a particular moment or an experience that made you believe in the power of small loans, because that's what we're talking about today, to create big changes in people's lives?
Not so much a particular moment, Rosemary, but more of a continuing moment, if that makes sense. Over the first 5 years of our microfinancing program, we were seeing the positive results with the beneficiaries being identified and arranged by a local NGO. So we soon realised that we could support more families with continuing donations. In the past few years, Project Vietnam, we have issued 100 loans totaling over $25,000. We now clearly understood the benefit of encouraging self-sufficiency. We were able to manage the program with only 2 weeks' visit each and every year. So the microfinancing program needed local understanding and involvement with an NGO. By the time the family has received their fifth loan, they are financially independent, and most importantly, the children are going to school, and especially the sons, as the sons are usually taken out of school to go and work for their fathers at casual labouring jobs. We hope the children who are benefiting from the microfinancing programs, they too, in turn, will be able to give back to their local community.
Now, Claire, from what I understand, women are often the primary beneficiary of these programs. Can you share with us how you've observed and how to access the credit specifically and how it impacts women and their communities?
Yes, Rosemary, you are quite correct. As the women are very often tending to families at home, two and three children, and quite often caring for ageing grandparents, plus there are often medical issues. The NGO in the Delta region of Vietnam, who manages the program, visits the family on a monthly basis to ensure the family is managing their individual enterprise. I might add the list is long, but once approved by Project Vietnam, the NGO meets the family and they decide how wish to invest in their loan. It is very often livestock, and this can be pigs, chickens or ducks. It's their choice. Or they might prefer to go along the road of agricultural enterprise, like rice, and also trading activities, for example, selling weaving products, soap, cakes or maybe even fish. The family are nurtured through the duration of the loan, whether they need assistance with building a pig pen or even ensuring that the chickens are vaccinated. The money is given to the family on a monthly basis. So over the past 5 years, the program has had a very high success rate. Last year, 18 families benefited, and this year we are now helping 25. We don't just give the family a loan and leave them to struggle on. The family is helped each and every month to ensure the family has a successful business.
And Claire, who is the microfinancing privateur?
Well, this is actually quite a heartwarming story, Rosemary. A Dr. Gail Waterhouse, based on the Sunshine Coast, has been a member of Project Vietnam for about 18 years and has been to Vietnam almost every year since. Gail was friends with a Dr. June Canavan, who was also based on the Sunshine Coast. and June showed interest in what Gail was doing in Vietnam. So June went out to Vietnam with Gail one year, and she was so impressed with what she had done, she donated immediately. Sadly, in 2009, June passed away, but her foundation has supported us each and every year without fail. About 5 years ago, the foundation requested that we set up microfinancing, and what a good idea that was. So after 35 years, Project Vietnam continues to expand its humanitarian aid in Southeast Asia. The program is continually giving Vietnamese a more fruitful and worthwhile life. And I said earlier, the children are going to school.
What are you hoping for today, Claire?
Well, we would obviously like to increase our microfinancing program through the Delta region, but to do that, we need more financial support. So how people can do this is that any company, organisation, a community or even a radio station become a member for $100 a year. Non-concession is $60 per year, and a concession, if you're in my age group, it's $45 a year. So when you become a member, it's not a requisite that you volunteer. We are more than happy with your membership fees to continue our work for another 35 years. After all, we've got members who live interstate and in New Zealand who can't possibly volunteer locally. So if you go to our website, projectvietnam.com, and at the bottom of the left-hand side, there is a little tab called Membership. Or if you wish to donate, that of course is very much appreciated and it is tax deductible. We would always welcome volunteers for our fundraising at the Umundi markets. After all, it's only 3 hours a month. We do have members who have been with our charity for 10 years and up to 20 years. And I think this is quite an achievement within itself. Everyone is welcome to see what we do every second Tuesday in the month at the Alex Surf Club, or you can join us by Zoom.
Listeners, we've been hearing from Claire Simpson from Project Vietnam, and she's been chatting about microfinancing. And if you'd like to be part of the Project Vietnam, go to the Project Vietnam website, be inspired to volunteer or contribute as a donor or sponsor. Claire, thanks so much for joining us again and keeping our community connected, and we hope that you continue to carry on this wonderful work. And if you'd like to hear this interview again, go to the 1015fm.com.au website and click on Project Vietnam podcast.